304. This is Willie Chitty, Rio 4. This is Willie Chitty, Rio 4. This is a new reel, Willie Chitty, Rio 4, the beginning of Channel 1 Right. The beginning of Channel 1 Right, a new reel, Willie Chitty, Rio 4, and it's a continuation of the half mill reel. This is what's left over of that complete half mill reel, and there's about half an hour to go. About half an hour to go on the half mill reel from Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 1970. Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 1970. Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 1970. And this is the remainder now of the half mill reel. That's filled Willie Chitty Reel 3. And now that's carried over into this new reel, Willie Chitty Reel 4, beginning of Channel 1 Right, Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 1970.
Yeah. I wanted to, but I didn't want to go into detail because I knew that I'd get mad.
What do you mean you dropped the candy?
Well, I just don't hold people walking off, and she was teaching in elementary school. Where them little children are, then leaving them little children.
Oh, what do you mean by drop your candy? I never heard that, really.
Why she?
Did you make that up?
No, that's an old saying. People say, well, you dropped your candy with me. You know, in other words, you're not sweet anymore.
You can't pick it up and eat it.
No, you're not sweet anymore. You've lost your sweetness as far as I'm concerned.
You've been down there and got a lot of straw and grass on you now, huh?
That's right. But she, anyway, wanted me to sympathize with her, and I just got up and walked out. I didn't say one thing one way or the other. Of course, it's like I told my wife. Like I told my wife. She knew how I felt about children. She knows how I feel about children. It's 19 inches to the groove.
Well, I don't know.
But,
it's easy cutting, though. Well, you can't.
She's a niece by marriage.
Yes. Well, now that's pretty close.
Yeah.
Yes, it is. Yes, you got to agree with your nieces. First, people come before principles.
And I want you to know that I'm running out here. I thought I had more than enough.
Really?
Yes.
People come before principles. Who said that?
Oh, I hear talking that time. Right now.
Who you hear talking
that time? You. Guy D. Miles.
You know who I heard say? That's what they learned from Hitler.
Well, is that right?
The people are the most important thing.
But Hitler didn't say that.
That's right. And they learn from him, you see. So that they never turn up the turn the back on the nieces.
That's what they
were down in
that fire and
steel. Now that's not what I do.
But I read that story about old Hitler.
Yeah.
Some writer just put out. You read it?
No.
Then print since Christmas. I'm reading. You then look. And you then look magazine. One of them. Hitler went through a lot, though. I tell you right now, Mr. Hitler showed it. He suffered. He suffered something awful. He suffered.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that.
For his wrongdoing. Oh boy, he suffered.
Put it to it.
He put it to himself, from where this last account read.
Yeah.
Of course, you know, everybody got their own story. The own version of Hitler and his hard times.
Yeah.
I know one thing. He sure did give those people over in Europe a hard time.
Yeah.
Fool you.
He was a master at that, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm. But he's taking advantage of the people.
Well, what makes a, how does a little place like McIntosh hold together when you got so many scoundrels around?
Well, I guess the scoundrels is the ones that keep it going.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I guess so.
That's a curious sort of morality, ain't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you try to figure things out and make
no.
sense?
No. I rather leave them like they are.
That's right.
Oh!
I don't know how you, if you did that every day, you wouldn't have any trouble. You wouldn't have to smoke pipes to keep your stomach down.
You think I wouldn't?
So, if you did that, would you? Let me tell you, brother, you know how to get stomach in? I can show you in just a half second. Stick your foot out.
Like that?
Yes. Now hold it out.
And wiggle your fingers?
Yes. Now hold it out there. Now don't really wobble around all the place. Now hold that. Now let me tell you, you do that 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, and you'll feel that stomach coming in.
Yeah, but the thing about it is, I cut you. I ain't got time. And she, that cuts you, that'll kill you. I ain't never had no problem with something. I used to weigh more than I do now. But it was muscle, you know. It was distributed weight.
Yeah.
You did too, I guess.
Yeah.
But since I quit smoking, I eat regular, and you know that smoking keeps you cutting.
That regular eating, well, that's what does it.
Well, it cuts my appetite. That smoking cuts my appetite down. My appetite. It really tears your appetite up, that smoking bird.
Oh,
yes, sir, man. You better not let my wife hear you say no about it. Because she believes, you know, that if you quit smoking, that's all that's necessary.
Oh, she's for it?
She's all for quit smoking.
Oh, is she?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I quit.
Did you smoke?
Oh, yeah, I smoked.
What did you smoke?
Oh, just anything.
You did?
Yeah.
Did your wife smoke, too?
No.
I used to think she smoked.
No.
Is that right? I didn't know smoke. When did you quit smoking?
I quit smoking when I had went to surgery. Oh, it's been 15 years ago. And I was sick and stayed in the hospital for about a week or 10 days. And I just laid there and wasn't able to do anything. Well, I wasn't dangerous sick. I was just sick enough to not to frolic around. And you know what? I got all that out of my system. And when I come out, I never smoked again. And I was so proud. I never enjoyed smoking. It was always a nuisance to me.
Is that right?
Yes. Always in your. I just despise. But I love to chew. That's what I like to do.
You mean you like to chew tobacco?
Oh, yes. I have chewed every sort of tobacco. Sometimes I get 2 or 3 kinds at the same time.
Recently?
Oh, yes. No, no.
No. Your wife wouldn't hear that now, would she?
No. No, sir. That I used to work in the putting up tobacco,
mm-hmm.
working in the tobacco, and we'd be working them old hogsheads in the July, and the stuff was sweating, and we'd roll one of them old raw dark tobaccos like they make cigars out of, and just sit there and smoke it.
right there in the heart of the tobacco place. It's a wonder, you know, it didn't kill us all.
Well, it wasn't supposed to back then because you didn't know that.
That's right.
These people.
It never even turned my stomach.
Is that right? I got so sick the first tobacco I fooled with. You know, I believe there's a ghost in this house. Hold that, Bronco. That's all. I just keep the beat. I believe there's a ghost in this house. A spick.
Yeah.
You believe in spicks?
Yeah.
Or spooks?
Yeah.
So nigger lives over there, he called them spicks.
Yeah.
He said, Mr. Woody said, did you ever see a spick?
Yeah.
Ha! No, man, I ain't never seen none in that spicks.
They just love them spicks, don't they?
Yes. They enjoy getting out there and talking to the brother, you know, the brethren.
Yeah.
Us been talking to us brother. Which one of them brothers you been talking to? I been talking to the one that went upstairs here once to a year ago or so. Oh, yeah, that one. I was talking to this old man that time. Kind of remind me of Uncle Remus.
Yeah.
You know Uncle Remus?
Oh, yeah.
Remind me of the rings. He passed on, and when he died, he figured living all around him. I said, well, says the name was Lewis Bennett. But Uncle Lewis died. Everybody called him Uncle Lewis, you know.
Yeah.
He was old. There ain't no telling he was 110 maybe. 20, 30. No, I don't think nobody knows how old he was. Said Uncle Lewis died, there's going to be many spicks walking around. Many spicks. Walking all around, there'd be. So the old man finally kicked off.
Yeah.
We was cutting cabbage one day. Told that woman named Gertrude. She said, you know, I seen the other night, I seen Uncle Lewis come walking down the road. And that old nigga man was standing up there. He supposed to have been lugging cabbage out of the field, you know, and he was watching the nigga squatting around, you know, watching the tootie. And he said, who, what, who, what? She said, you didn't know that Uncle Lewis done started moving around. Said, his spirit done moving. The nigga man said, great God, where'd you see him? He coming right down in front of your house. Last night, I seen him coming right down there in front of your house. He said, oh, Lord. So I've got to move from there because I can't stand them spits. Yes, sir. He said, I'm going to get out from there. But they always talking about, you know, I asked one of them one time, Millie and Gertrude and Inez and the other nigga woman, man, they live right down in the little community there, you know, that was three or four houses right together.
Yeah.
And they was talking about seeing Uncle Ben, you know, Uncle Lewis. I said, what do you mean when you say you see him? I said, I just don't understand that. Well, they claim, you know, they actually see him. I don't understand it, see. And they say, the longer a person lives on the earth, the more distinct you can see his forms.
Yeah.
Now, I don't understand. Now, maybe you do, but I don't.
Well, now, Gertrude won't talk to me.
She won't?
Mm-mm.
You know Gertrude?
Yeah, I was over there. We made Cain. Sir.
Is that right? You got Cain?
She got it. She got Cain. I mean, she got the mail, you see.
Oh, you got the mail. You got the mail. She got the mail.
She got the mail.
Oh, you got the mail. That day is 11 and 3/8.
I fixed the mill up for him.
You did that?
Yeah.
I wondered who did that for him. Is that right? When did you do that?
Oh, when was it? Back for Christmas? Back for Cross, I guess, huh? Well, I never got much out of Gertrude. Inez, I think I know, I forget which ones they are. One of them talks nice. I like to talk to them. Gertrude talks.
Yeah, she's getting old. It's been 20 years ago.
Oh.
They don't carry on like they used to. It's been 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah. You know Gertrude used to work for Miss Rawlings?
Not,
Now, Hyder Woods nigga from over there in that settlement, get clear over there.
Not Gertrude, but Katie. Katie worked for Miss Rawlings.
Wasn't Gertrude?
It's Katie. Katie's living in old Uncle Lewis Ben's house right there. I mean, the old house. That's where Katie, that's where the old man used to live there.
Yeah.
That's the house up on the right up there. If you leave Gertrude's on the left,
yeah,
going south,
yeah,
that's where old Lewis Ben place is.
Oh.
I think that's Lewis, yeah, Lewis Ben.
Yeah.
And
he
was
150.
He was an old nigga. He was an old nigga.
Real old.
Old man, he was old. 10 and a quarter.
Now, if the whistle blows, you just let that lay, right? Just like that. You wouldn't fill up that before you got the measurement.
I'd wait and do that tomorrow.
Yeah. And just keep the measurement?
I'd put a name. Well, and remeasure.
Just remeasure.
The whistle's going to blow right now in a minute anyway. I may not get this to turn out. Oh, I might as well cut this off before I start doing any measurement. Well, I think cut that on. I have to put that on hands all in. All right, now that piece screws up a lot to set. And I got that. Yeah. They used to be some good working colored people. Man, them was good working colored people. If we could get them, that community that worked for us, back in that day, you had people that knew how to work. You had people that gave you a day's work without a squawk. They never opened their mouth.
Oh, you mean that little community has been there all that time?
Yes, sir. Get Inez, Katie, Gertrude, Millie.
Millie and Gertrude, I guess. Millie's the one I talked to. Millie's little woman.
One of the good cooks there in the world.
Yeah.
Millie's sweet. And Sweet's other sisters, which don't live there, live over in Brush Lock. You don't know where Brush Lot is, do you?
Got my knife?
Mm-hmm. You know where Brush Lot is, don't you?
Now, what's that?
Brush Lot.
Oh, Brush Lot!
Yeah.
It's back over there, not seem like that's on the way to your church.
Mm-hmm.
It used to thrive.
Yeah, you believe this will fit?
Is it?
I don't think I'm going to get it like that. I'm afraid of that. Was you? Yes, sir. I'm going to have to cut that bloody thing back.
How about my knife?
Yes, sir. I'll take your knife. Would you turn that light on up that far, please, sir?
How about that?
You're going to have to turn it a little bit this way. It's dark, you can't see. You must have sharpened that knife up some since I used it. That bloody thing cuts.
Well, I tell you what. That bottle's a magic name, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Brush Lot. Well, now, they're not there in Brush Lot.
Oh, no.
What's that little community there? They are right close, they're right between Shiloh and where does my friend out there live? I can't call him by his name.
I don't know.
On down from Shiloh.
To the left?
Yeah.
Party?
No, the past party.
Lightning?
No. Between party and lightning. Well, you know, well, anyhow.
One of them fellas. I don't know him.
Oh, you know, hell, I can't call any. What is that little community where Inez and Millie and them live?
Well, it's halfway about between Shiloh and Fleming.
Yeah.
Actually, if there's a name.
Yeah.
Moore Pond, I guess you'd call it.
What?
Moore Pond.
Yeah.
That old church up there.
Yeah.
It's called Moore Pond Church.
What is that old school that used to be there?
Moore Pond School.
Yeah. And that community's been there a long time.
Been there a long time. All right, now I got that.
And back in that time when you got them to work for you, you
knew you had somebody to
you
work.
You got some good hands.
That's the boss. All right. That's the way you want it. 11 and 5 minutes. We'll make it 11 and 5 minutes.
Oh, you know that he used to be a mechanic down here, and he got hurt. 11 and 5 minutes. Feaster. Feaster. Don't you know? Going out to a child, he lives on the right there. That little house. And his wife runs the Shiloh church. Gladys?
Oh, Lynn.
Lynn, yeah. Well, I forget what I was going to say about it now. They live in between Lynn, Feaster, and Shiloh Church, I guess. No.
And you're a man of
buddies,
huh?
No, but you know, I know him. Gladys. I know Gladys, but I know him.
Does your wife know you know her?
Oh, yeah.
All of that and more. Been a syrup from out there to Katie, the
Yeah.
Is any good?
Oh, hell. Good Lord.
Yeah, I bet it ain't worth it.
Oh, it's fine.
Where?
Yes, sir. I didn't get much. I got some.
How many 100 gallons?
Well, I got a 0.5 gallon.
That all you got, just 0.5 gallon? Mm-hmm. You gotta eat that up by now, ain't you? Good gracious, man. Just 0.5 gallon. That's an old saying he used to have when he was kids.
Yeah.
Hot your mighty skin a rooster penny hockey poop down. You know, riding the cuss or say something real bad.
Yeah.
Hot your mighty skin a rooster penny hockey poop down. Penny hockey penny poop down. Then we was really getting mad, you know, when we'd say that. Really getting mad.
Yeah. And you said not Millie's not the one that worked, so Gertrude is.
No. Oh boy, Roy. I got to make this one shorter.
Well, how'd she get all the way over there? That's a long way.
They stayed over there.
Huh?
They stayed over there.
Well, how'd she find her way over there to start with?
I don't know.
As niggas over there.
Mm-hmm. March. March was born and raised over there in that community, that home around Bloomington. Bickens is a niggers live south of Bloomington there, which is his people.
Oh, oh.
Now, how they got over there, or what connected them,
yeah.
I really don't know.
Through Meekins. That's who it is. That's where it is.
Huh?
Meekins.
Meekins.
Meekins, yes.
See, he works down there for Bill Winner.
Yeah.
He was down there today, March was.
Well, now, there's another Meekins out there where Gertrude lives.
That same one.
Same one.
Same one.
That's not the one that works at
Wind.
Really?
Yes, sir.
Well, hell, he knows all about coons and how to keep coons out of watermelon.
Yeah.
Is he the same one?
Same one. Old Mick knows a lot of things.
Yeah.
That same one.
Well, I didn't realize that.
Yep, he's same Mick.
Yeah. Well, you see, it was Meekins that run the place over there.
That's right.
Oh, it was, wasn't him, it was his brother, his uncle or something.
His uncle?
Yeah.
But he worked over there.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, what's her name, the lady?
Miss Rollins.
Yeah, she gave him an old truck. Gave Mick the old family truck. After he moved back over here, back to where he's there now, March would go back over there. And do yard work around the place, you know, keep things in order. Savage Monk, Icky Nick Savage Monk. Ah, that's worse than that. Yes?
Yeah.
Oh,
Did they ever work for y'all?
Oh, yeah.
I never know.
Mm-hmm. I did a little work. A little farming. I worked with them, and they worked for me when I was a kid. It's amazing things with them them women.
Yeah.
When they was fairly young women.
Yeah.
Millie and Gertrude, Katie, all that bunch of them. I worked with them and they have worked for me. I didn't farm much, 2-3 years, about all I could hold up at. But they've all hoed, picked stuff, vegetables for me.
Mm-hmm.
Which was just a few years, right after I come out of the Army. And then when I was in my teens, the first work I ever done was would pick vegetables and stuff around for old man Smith, and they all worked for him.
Mm-hmm. So you worked with them?
Worked with them, and they have worked for me some. Mm-hmm. Not much as I worked with them.
Yeah.
Because I worked 4-5 years when I was a kid, especially in picking season.
I grew up working with a gang like that.
I
always thought they talked so much. I remember we were picking strawberries.
Yeah.
And old Blue Irvin, I remember he was the head man. And I can hear him now. And I never could understand him. He is a blue nigger.
Oh?
You know.
What did he use?
Well, you know, something like that. He's off brand. And I never could understand him. And I thought to myself, Wilson, maybe one of these days I'll grow up and be able to understand people like that. But I never did.
Well, you know, actually, back when I was fooling around. Well, when I was a kid coming up, not too much other than G. And I don't know why I keep picking over this stuff, because I got to have. I might as well quit using that now. Just the end off of that. I got to have did you chew a heap a lot?
Oh yeah.
How did you chew and teach? I say, how did you teach? How could you teach and chew?
Well, teach, work in the office after I, you know, I didn't chew up there.
Oh.
But when I went home, I did.
Oh, I say. Let's see, I got here. This is a sheet here. Yep. All right, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. I got to have six more sheets. I didn't miss
too bad.
No, that's
pretty
good. I just
guessed.
I got to have six more sheets.
What about just putting these up there?
Well, I got to wait until I get some.
I mean these right here.
I can't put them up there now.
Huh?
I got to get the.
I mean, just use these.
Oh, then, well, you see, I got to have a piece on the other end, and that other end is not long enough, so I waste a good chunk. So I'm always throw that way around to be skimpy. I can go ahead and put a full piece. Because see, I'm going to have to cut a sheet to get that piece off of that end.
Well, just pack it up like that.
Can't do it.
Won't pack
it. It ain't long enough. You can't stretch it. There's no rubber. Now, there's glue in it, but no rubber.
Yeah.
You see this? I got to have a piece like this to finish up with. But it's got to be this long.
Yeah. Oh, you don't have to show me. I don't care.
See, this piece here has got to be this long from here to here.
Yeah.
See, that you'd have that much opening and that wouldn't be sealed.
Yeah.
So I got to cut a piece for this. So I'm all going to take the other end and put it over here and fill this on out.
Sure. Yeah.
Well, that'll mean six pieces.
They don't have to match.
Hmm?
They don't have to match, just so it's light color.
Well, they got more like this. Six pieces, and I'll try to bring that. I should get through tomorrow. Are you going to help me tomorrow?
No, I got to go talk tomorrow.
Oh, shoot. Tomorrow's the time I'm going to need you bad.
Yeah.
Will this all my stuff be anyway, Henry?
Oh, no.
Be all right then if I just drop it right there.
Oh, yeah.
Would I have to move this?
No.
But then I could put my knee laces up there.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't any chilling about it.
Mm-hmm.
Got a brand new one up there.
Yeah, you bought it.
Yeah. Well, in Boston, I bought it, but I paid for it. Now, you think it'll be all right to leave most of this stuff just laying around?
I think so.
Your mother-in-law is not going to get up and do again with this stuff.
No, she's pretty good.
You see, I can get rid of that. And this is going to stick out here. Now, you won't get up and run into that tree. These boxes make
I tell you what to do. Take them over this way.
Oh, that's all right. So this is heavy.
What?
Oh, what was that? That'll be all right right there.
Yeah.
I mean, just leave it laying there. That's the best. They ain't much need to clean up. You can sweep up this all under.
Okay.
If you don't mind. Now, these boxes him that give garbage boxes. He won't say?
No, he won't.
No, I don't. I just wonder if he's going to say it. That's awesome. See, when you get it full, you just tear the whole thing out and burn it.
Yeah.
Your wife don't understand. And you does.
I don't burn.
You don't burn?
I bury.
Huh? What time you open?
Not very. You won't burn much longer. Your days are numbered.
Put these stones right down.
It burns days.
You don't think that I can burn more on the next day? You know, you did a good job cleaning up.
Yeah.
You did an extremely good job.
Roger.
But,
leave that right there.
How about that?
That's very strange.
I like that. I don't see, they might. In a dry season, I can understand not burning a little trash around the house. But they ain't gonna stop me from burning all together.
Yeah. Everybody stop.
No. If it's dry, I might not burn, but they'll have to put my tail in jail.
No, they won't do that. When everybody stops and starts talking about it, you know. Not many people left now that burn.
Thing about it is, if that's causing pollution, there ain't nothing you can do about it. You might as well give up and die.
Very.
Commit 2 or 3 suicides right in the road.
Very.
It ain't room enough to bury. It ain't room enough. You can't. What you gonna do when you know that there's more waste and garbage that needs to be burned than it does to bury? Because pretty soon you can't bury. You'll be digging up the old garbage that's there, and then you'll be getting malaria and what do they call it? Enzotigo? Yeah, it'll do that every time.
That's the end of the tape. 450, channel one right, 450 on this second reel, all of that now from that half mil black reel that I ran all day, most of it. And Willie, we talk out there a good little while, but he can't understand what we're saying. I finally tell him it's 10 minutes after 5, Willie, you better run on. And that's the end of the tape, channel one. Right. Willie's Reel 4. Tuesday, the 3rd of March, 1970. That's the big taping day. All fine tapes. Now, this